Hi, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, and you are listening to What a Piece of Junk podcast.
Hello, space junkies, and welcome to the monumental, senses-shattering, adjective-defying episode 50 of What a Piece of Junk, the Star Wars podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. I am your amiable host, Scott Baltman, and with me, as always, is my original Wookiee co-pilot, the gooey chewy, Dave Phil Cloney, man of a thousand nicknames, Nathan Miracle. Nathan, how's it going?
It's been a great day here. I went to the zoo today. COVID restrictions are relaxing a little bit. Ooh. Still wore a mask, still tried to stay away from people that I didn't know. But, you know, it was nice to be able to get out and do something. But, boy, I am tired, and I was disappointed that there was no Wookiee exhibits.
I was surprised that they let you leave the zoo, because normally don't they try to keep things that look like you in cages? Oh, no, wait, no, I mean, but, I'm glad
they
had a great time.
They did, but... Yeah, it's funny. We actually saw a gorilla take a ball and bean another gorilla who's taking a nap with it.
That's great.
But gorillas aren't Wookiees. So let's get back to the Star Wars. Scott, how are you doing today?
Well, you know, I got my second COVID vaccine shot, the Pfizer shot. So thank you very much to all the doctors and nurses and scientists, and just praise the Lord and thanks the force that we've been able to get the vaccines. The end is in sight. But as always, please send positive vibes and prayers up for the people suffering around the world from the pandemic still. I'm a little run down from the second dose, but I haven't had nearly the side effects that I've had seen some other people have. So I'm doing okay, pretty well so far.
Good, good.
Yeah, and I'm stoked to do a special episode 50 where we talk about Star Wars Day. So we're going to take a few minutes to talk about both some history moments about Star Wars Day, how it came to be, things that have happened on Star Wars Day over the years and what it is currently, and then take a little bit of time to talk about also the deals and the merchandise that you can get on special prices and deals on May the 4th this year. But first, we want to remind you that What a Piece of Junk is your source for all kinds of Star Wars news and rumors and background information, whether it be from the original Star Wars trilogy to the prequels to Legends canon or Disney's acquisition of Star Wars and its products. And of course, all the fan favorite content out there. We have got you covered here aboard the Drunken Gungan. So please make sure to stop on over at your local cantina, grab a drink and cozy up to your favorite alien or droid. And let's get ready to talk some Star Wars. Nathan, why don't you let folks know where they can find the podcast out there on the internet?
You can find our podcast on fpnet.podbean.com. That is our master feed. It is fpnet on the Podbean app. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. You can find us on Facebook at What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast. And you can email us at whatapieceofjunkpod@gmail.com. And Scott monitors that inbox so he can get back to you. But, you know, if you have a question for me or for Derek when he does come back, feel free to ask Scott and, you know, he'll pass that along.
Yes, nothing escapes my monitoring of that. I mean, yes, I'm always watching it.
You can also find us on Twitter at What Wars and Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network.
And please, when you're out there on the interweb, leave us a review over at Apple Podcasts. It's not just to stroke our egos. It makes it where new fans can find us easier. So just search Fandom Podcast Network and then leave a review specifically mentioning the What a Piece of Junk podcast. And we do love those 5-star reviews because you don't want to upset the Wookiee.
You really don't. The Wookiees, I have to say, are pretty sad today already. Today, we are recording on May the 2nd, and we are remembering 2 years ago, on April 30th, the passing of Peter Mayhew, the original Wookiee co-pilot.
Yes, yes. It was such a sad day. Nathan and I were blessed to get to see him very close to the end there. We had one more chance to wave to him when we were at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago in April of 2019. But it wasn't too long after we saw him and waved to him, and he waved back as he drove by on his scooter. And then it wasn't too long after that that he went on to be one with the Living Force. But Nathan and I are also blessed that we got to see him and interact with him face-to-face several years before that at Dragon Con in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, and I was so nervous that I could hardly speak.
Yeah.
I pretty much handed him myself. I'm like, here you go. Yeah, it was Force Friday, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it was.
On Labor Day weekend. And we went out to Target at midnight. Target was open especially at midnight for Force Friday. And Scott, you were so good to find the armor up Chewbacca.
I did. I was on high alert for any Chewie merchandise, because at that time we knew that Chewbacca was going to be in the new movie. But we didn't know exactly how.
Yeah, and there were none left in the spot where those armor up figures were supposed to be. Yeah. So somebody must have grabbed one and set it down somewhere else. And Scott just reached underneath one of the displays and said, "Hey, Nathan, do you want this?" Like, yes, absolutely. So I got Chewbacca, I got Peter Mayhew to sign that. Later that day, and his handler, who was taking all the stuff, said, "Oh yeah, this is the second one of these I've seen today."
Yeah, you're seriously? Like, it came out less than 4 hours ago, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that was crazy. But I later got Jonas to sign that very same figure. It is still mint unopened. I eventually purchased a second copy of it that I could open up and play with. But I still have the unopened copy with Peter Mayhew and Jonas having signed that. And
That makes it a very rare collectible these days, and a really cool story. I'm so glad I got to be there for that story. Well, even though Derek isn't with us this episode, he's still continuing his move to a new homestead. So we wish him and his family well. He will be back someday. We're not going to skip over his favorite part of the show, and that is, of course, what Star Wars t-shirts are we wearing this week? Now, Nathan, I know that I'm not super observant when it comes to video calls, but that t-shirt doesn't look like a Star Wars t-shirt. What's the deal, yo?
Well, this t-shirt is a plus one shirt. And earlier today, I was also wearing my plus one hat for a total bonus of plus two when I'm playing D&D. however, the mechanics for the Star Wars role-playing game don't work at all the same, so I can't really pretend that it's for that either. Yeah. You know, when I got home from the zoo, I was so tired, I decided I'm going to podcast in my pajamas.
Oh.
So I am wearing a pair of Grogu pajama shorts.
Aw, they're so cute with the little Grogu pattern all over them. Eat your heart out, shorts with red hearts all over them. Instead, we have a small baby Yoda, Grogu himself. Well, that's cute.
Yes, it is, if I do say so myself. And Scott, looks like you are wearing a Star Wars t-shirt.
I am wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. Yes, and I am hoping that you seeing this will remind you that we need to play some Star Wars The Old Republic video game this coming week, because beginning on May the 4th, appropriately enough, it's double XP in all Star Wars The Old Republic MMO activities. And also, as part of their celebration of Star Wars Day, if you log in any time during this week, you'll get a free May the 4th Be With You commemorative astromech droid pet. But not just any astromech droid pet. This one is decked out in the colors of the Bad Batch themselves. Ooh. It's all black armor with the metal gunmetal gray, and then the scanner eye on the dome of the astromech is the red color. So it's the white and the gunmetal gray and the black and the red of Clone Force 99. So I am wearing my Star Wars The Old Republic t-shirt that we got also at Star Wars Celebration. I've talked about it on the show before, but it's one of my favorite shirts ever because we got it free when we attended the event to learn about the upcoming, at that time, expansion Onslaught for Star Wars The Old Republic. It has the symbol of the game on the front of the shirt, half red, half blue circle. The red half is the symbol of the Sith Empire. The blue half is the symbol of the mighty and noble Galactic Republic. On the left sleeve, it says BioWare as a nod to the software company that makes the game. And on the back, it has the Star Wars The Old Republic logo with the Onslaught logo as well to commemorate the expansion set.
Well, Scott, I know that we are going to be watching The Bad Batch this Tuesday, May the 4th.
Absolutely.
And I do believe I should have some time right after we watch that to play some Star Wars The Old Republic. So
excellent. Excellent.
Let's plan on doing that. Maybe we should make some new characters because I would love to have a trooper with a Bad Batch inspired droid. Ooh,
yeah, that'd be cool. That's a great idea. All right, excellent. It's a date. In fact, that date is May 4th. All right, well, if you want to get a cool What a Piece of Junk t-shirt or a t-shirt inspired by one of the other podcasts here on the Fandom Podcast Network, please check out our TeePublic store. Just head over to TeePublic and search up Fandom Podcast Network, and you can see cool shirts and mouse pads and coffee mugs and all sorts of things that are blazoned with the What a Piece of Junk logo or any of the other logos of the cool shows here on the FPN. And if you want even more cool, geeky apparel, please check out friend of the show, Terry Lee Roberts, and her geekypockettees.com. She makes these pocket t-shirts that are solid color fabric for the t-shirt, and then a pocket made out of some sort of geek-inspired fabric. Harry Potter, Star Wars, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, just about anything you can think of. So please check her out over at geekypockettees.com. All right, Nathan, I'm going to bop over to the bar here on Navarro and see what I can find out about some Star Wars Day deals. And I'm back this week to get my energy up. I am kicking it with a Starbucks cold brew caramel salted cream coffee. And let me tell you, this has some of the most caffeine allowed by law, and it's helping a lot.
I've been drinking quite a bit of water since I got back from Mizzou. Lots of walking, 2.5 kilometers according to Pokemon Go.
Hey, that's half of a 5K.
That is. So I don't have anything with me right now, but I was definitely rehydrating.
Well, the bartender gave me some cool info about Star Wars Day deals here in 2021. But Nathan, I know that you had wanted to mention another slightly more serious and yet also uplifting anniversary of this particular Star Wars Day.
Yes. 2 years ago, on April 30th of 2019, not only did we lose Peter Mayhew, but there was a shooting at my alma mater, the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. As part of that shooting, one student named Riley Howell passed away. And then he was a major Star Wars fan. Apparently collected a lot of information about Star Wars. I don't know if he had memorabilia as well, but he's a big fan. And Lucasfilm got wind of that. And I assume it may have been Disney, but he has been canonized into Star Wars as a Jedi Master named Riley Howe. The spelling is a little bit different, but it is definitely an homage to him and his sacrifice. He was able to save some other people through his sacrifice.
Yeah, during the shooting, they say that Riley tackled the shooter and held him there to keep him from attacking other students while they fled. But of course, he was killed himself during that action. There's no greater love that does any human have for anyone else than to lay down his life for his fellow man. So we take that lesson and we apply it here through the lens of Star Wars, and we know that Jedi constantly are being reminded that it's their duty to confront fear and to sacrifice themselves for others if necessary. We've seen Obi-Wan do it, of course, various other Jedi throughout the history of Star Wars. And it's so great to see someone like Riley, who was a real life hero, be immortalized in the franchise like that.
Yes. And you know, he wasn't just immortalized as a random Jedi. The Jedi Master Riley Howe was responsible for collecting many of the early accounts of explorations and codifications of the Force. And he actually wrote some of those books that we see in The Last Jedi that Rey ends up with.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
He actually does have an impact on the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So the books are called, and I may be mispronouncing this because it's a Star Wars spelling here.
Sure.
Aionomica. Yes. A-I-O-N-O-M-I-C-A. Two separate volumes. And again, those were bound up and taken to Octo and left in the tree there until Rey took them and learned from them.
Yep. Yeah. Good times. Good times. And wherever you are, Riley, thank you for your heroism, and may the Force be with you. Well, this year's Star Wars Day is, as always, characterized and flanked by tons and tons of Star Wars merchandise. Nathan, every year I think it gets to the point where I'm like, how can they top this? And then something even more outlandish or weird is included in the offerings in the following year. And 2021 is no exception. I've got a little link here to the mothership of the website, StarWars.com, where they put up an index of some of the mini Star Wars Day items that you can get. Of course, if you go to Amazon.com and put /StarWars, you'll find a gajillion things. And Amazon is doing a few, you know, sales and percentage off. But Nathan, I think the big thing that Amazon is selling this year, and we're not going to go over every piece of merchandise because that would make this episode of the podcast probably the longest ever. But I think that the biggest piece they're selling this year is a Lego set that is the Mandalorian's starship, Din Djarin's starship, the Razor Crest from The Mandalorian Season 1.
Yes, and my understanding is that it comes pre-assembled in the form that we see it last in the show, which is to say, not assembled at all.
A pile of parts. Yep. Oh, but I do note here in the fine print at the Amazon section that I just noticed, plus a new Star Wars subscription t-shirt program. T-shirt club, new t-shirt every month. Oh dear, oh boy, that might be tugging at the old bank account there here at the docking bay at the Balpin household.
Yeah, good. And that offer is valid on May the 4th only.
Exactly.
So, make a decision quickly.
Yeah.
Or miss out.
Yeah. And speaking of things that are offers valid only on May the 4th, I do have a little Bitty Boomer speaker, which is a tiny little Grogu speaker. Here, I'll show it to you, Nathan. It's it's about the size of a small rubber ball, in this case, a green one, that has, of course, his giant Grogu ears on the sides. And then he's a little tiny Bluetooth speaker. So the top of his head is the speaker grill. And then the bottom of the device is the power button. And I've gotten Grogu to connect to my PC and my iPhone as a Bluetooth speaker. And he really pumps out the sound for such a tiny little child. So Bitty Boomers, that makes those. And they also have plenty of other Star Wars characters. Like there's a Stormtrooper, a classic Galactic Empire Stormtrooper in the picture here. There'll be 25% off on all Star Wars Bitty Boomers this May the 4th.
Excellent. So, I might have to pick one of those up because I don't have one. And I would like to be able to, you know, send music throughout the house.
That'd yeah, be very nice. Yeah, it's pretty good. Nathan, look, there's a Star Wars The High Republic novel special for May the 4th. Speaking of High yes. Republic novels, how's that novel going?
It's page turners. My fingers are not. It's me. It's not the book.
Indeed. Well, yeah. Lucasfilm.
Keep asking and, though.
Yeah. Disney Lucasfilm Press is, of course, having a May the 4th sale. The ebook version of the New York Times bestseller, Star Wars, The High Republic Into the Dark by Claudia Gray, will be available ebook for only 99 cents, May 3rd through May 7th.
Yes, and I got very excited about this. I thought, oh, yeah, I could listen to this while I work. Until you pointed out, this is an ebook. This is not an audiobook.
Right.
So I will probably be checking it out anyway, just to see if they have an audiobook version, since it seems likely that I will actually listen to it sooner than I'll
read something. The next time I come to your house, I'm just going to take the hardcover and read it because it's just collecting dust over there.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. As a matter of fact, I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, moving on, skipping over a few here, but Exquisite Gaming Limited has a pretty cool looking little Grogu stand for either your mobile phone, and Grogu will hold your phone, or you can put your video game controller on there, like for your PS5 or your Xbox.
Yeah, and the picture has a PlayStation controller. I'm not certain that I'd want to put a phone on that just because it might cover up Grogu.
It might. I think, though, that what happens is his left hand, he's got his left hand out doing the magic hand thingy. I think his left hand is to help support the back of the phone as well. So you're right. I think it would cover up most of his chest and his robe.
Yeah. So I might skip on that one just because of that. I don't have a PlayStation. PlayStation controller looks to be a good size for it, though.
I might get it because I recently bought a PlayStation controller, a used PS4 controller, by the way, the last one they had in the GameStop at in Matthews here. Everything's selling out. It's crazy. Anyway, I bought it to use with my Apple TV, Apple Arcade subscription because there's a new, I'll take a slight Star Trek detour. There's a new Star Trek Legends video game out that has been really fun on Apple Arcade. Also, I discovered, this game's not new, but it's new to me, Sneaky Sasquatch, which is one of the most fun games I've ever played. You control a Sasquatch at the beginning of the game. It's about trying to steal food from people's picnic baskets or ice chests without the people or the park rangers catching you because you have to be sneaky because you're Sasquatch. But the game evolves from that into something much more complex and in-depth, and I just can't stop playing it. I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning earlier this or last week playing it. It's amazing. I've got to show you when you come over tomorrow, Nathan.
Well, you know, I'll just pretend it's a Wampa, and then we can say that it's Star Wars related.
Boom. Anyway, Exquisite Gaming Limited has some cool game controller holders that I could use to hold my Apple TV controller. 20% off May 4th through the 9th only. Speaking of GameStop, of course, you can find all kinds of Star Wars toys and collectibles at GameStop, and you can get up to 50% off selected merchandise there May 2nd through May 8th. Nathan, have any of these jumped out at you?
One of them jumped out at me a few pictures down. I believe this is actually a Hallmark item. They've got a picture of a Darth Vader apron.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I do like to bake from time to time, so that might be something that I'd be interested in picking up.
Now, see, I already have a Darth Vader grill apron that I sometimes use. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So Hallmark has Star Wars products just 1/4 off. May the 4th be off of this. So 25%.
I see what they did there.
On May 4th only, but it's both in store and online.
However, please note the fine print. This excludes their keepsakes series. So the really finery, fancy stuff is not eligible for the discount.
So much for my clever plans to have a Star Wars Christmas tree.
I mean, you can still do it. You're just going to pay full price.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of, I don't want to pay full price, but it would count as finery. Our friends over at Her Universe have up to 40% off select Star Wars fashion items May 4th and Revenge of the 5th, May 5th. Ashley Eckstein, who is the original voice of Ahsoka Tano, runs Her Universe. Everything I've ever bought from there has been a quality product, a great, fun product. They've got some excellent Star Wars t-shirts on sale this year. I got a Her Universe hoodie to wear to Star Wars Celebration in Chicago, and I've worn it to other conventions and places where it's nice and cold because it's the best hoodie that you could ever wear to a convention because it includes no less than 14 different pockets spread around the sleeves, pouch, inner pocket, outer pocket, back pocket, side pocket, even two back pockets that handle tubes for posters that you might carry around behind your back to get signed by people at conventions. Nathan saw me rocking this thing in Chicago, and let me tell you, it was the greatest.
Yeah, longtime listeners will know that a lot of my Star Wars t-shirts come from her universe. It's been very rare that I've not been happy with something that I've got from them. I think the only thing that I really was kind of disappointed in was the Darth Maul t-shirt. And that's more because it was fitted and I am not.
Yes.
It was not the shirt itself that I had an issue with. It just didn't fit me right. Yeah. Everything else that I've gotten from them has been top notch. So I will definitely be checking that one out. I might do more looking than buying because they are relatively expensive. But hey, at 40% off, that's great. I think my favorite thing I've gotten from them is my Rex jacket.
Oh yeah, and that looks great on you.
Yeah, and plus I got the Rex shirt, so I love to wear the Rex shirt with the Rex jacket over it, so I can pretend to be Rex when it's cold, and then when I get indoors where the heat's on, I can take it off and still pretend to be Rex. It's great.
Yep. Good times. Speaking of good times, our friends over at IDW Comics, which have a portion of the Star Wars comic license. Please note, they only have specific Star Wars properties for their comic license. Marvel Comics, of course, does the main flagship line. But in this advertisement, you can get up to 50% off of Star Wars comics and graphic novels over at IDW. And that offer is valid through May the 9th. This includes the artifact edition of the bound graphic novel of the original Star Wars Marvel comics that began in 1977 before the movie ever came out.
So wait. Does that mean this would have Jackson in it?
That would have Jackson in it, that black bound book there, the artifact edition. So yes, get all your Jackson
shut up
info.
And take my money.
Booyah. I love it. Speaking of things that Nathan is going to yell, shut up and take my money. Heroes and Villains has a sign up for their email list for early access to sales that has already begun. 20% off all Star Wars items on May the 4th only. And it's a huge selection of Clone Force 99 Bad Batch inspired apparel. Nathan, stop drooling on your microphone.
Sorry. Man, I'm looking at some of this Clone Force stuff. I see a Clone Force 99 shirt with a gigantic 99. I see a shirt that has the Bad Batch helmet on it with Arabish lettering over it.
Mm-hmm.
I see a hat. You know I love wearing hats, so I might have to pick that up too. Oh, yeah, sorry, Ashley. I might be blowing my Star Wars clothing budget on this.
You know, I'm not usually one for yet another black t-shirt, but oh man, the Clone Force 99 Arabish one there on the top right that has the gunmetal helmet with the red accents. Ooh, I might get that because I plan to go back to the gym in June when my immunity from the vaccine is nice and solidified. And I've got to get back in the gym because I've gained like 3 other people's worth of weight during the quarantine. But this would be an epic shirt to wear to work out in. Can you imagine sitting there lifting weights trying to look like a clone? Come on. Good times.
Which clone are you trying to look like? Because if you're trying to look like Wrecker, you got a ways to go.
I'd have to do some actual genetic resequencing for me to look like Wrecker, because that dude's tall and I am the opposite of tall.
That is true. I can't deny that.
But now I think I could pull off tech. Just got to lose a little weight, get a little arm muscle, and then get the glowy goggle thing.
Maybe I could pull off Hunter, but I'd have to grow out my hair.
I also wouldn't be able to do that without some genetic resequencing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go for fives.
There you go. Also, you can take 25% off select Star Wars products, including the Bad Batch collection, on May the 5th over there at Heroes and Villains, because, of course, Revenge of the 5th. And in fact, that is the last day for that sale. So May 4th or May 5th. So get on it, people. Tuesday or Wednesday. I would take, I give honorable mention to the next item on this list, which is a Darth Vader inspired 16-inch bicycle from Huffy. You can get $50
Scott,
off.
I know you're short, but this looks like a kid's bicycle.
It is a kid's bike. And the reason I stopped to make a note is, do you know how long it's been since I saw a licensed bicycle as an offering towards kids? It's been quite a while.
I couldn't tell you the last time that I saw one.
I think it's really cool that Huffy has a Star Wars inspired bicycle, because when I was a kid back in the 1980s, lots of kids had those, but I haven't seen that amongst children in many, many years. And I think it's really cool that they're actually offering a Star Wars themed bike.
This is a bit of a tangent, but the bicycle that I had as a kid not only was not Star Wars themed, it's the manner in which we obtained it was quite unusual. We were driving home from family Christmas one year, and a bike had apparently fallen off of some other vehicle and was in the middle of the interstate. And we stopped, and my dad went out and grabbed it, looked at it. He said, other than some scuffing on the handles, this thing's in perfect condition, brand new bicycle. Obviously the owner is not here to claim it. So he opened up the back door, and I woke up because I had fallen asleep at this point because it was really late. And I woke up to a bicycle being stuffed into the back seat with me and my sister.
He was like, Merry Christmas. Here you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, knowing your father, this is exactly something that Dr. Miracle would do, because the guy can pinch a penny until he gets it flat enough to run through one of those souvenir penny machines.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I had that bicycle for years.
Wow.
My sister rode it for a little while, and she got too big, and I started riding it. But it was definitely not a licensed bicycle.
No joke. All right. Well, OtterBox, the phone case company, is also doing 15% off Star Wars products and cases. That offer is valid only on May the 4th. There's a really cool Boba Fett phone case they have on display here. I may have to go check that out. I plan to get a new phone in August, so I might just go ahead and start looking around for cases. And yeah,
I've got a Chewbacca case from OtterBox that I got at Celebration, but you know, it's a couple of years old now. It's getting kind of worn out, so yeah. I might need to replace mine pretty soon too.
Actually, you know what you need to replace is that phone. Good grief, dude, come on. It still has a home button.
It's okay. Yeah, that's true.
Right below that is a reference to our friends over at Out of Print, which is a literacy charity that does work with Star Wars stuff. They sell those t-shirts that have the covers from paperback novels from back in the day. And every time you buy one, a portion of the proceeds go to help child literacy programs. Longtime listeners of the show will remember that I bought a cool The Empire Strikes Back movie novelization cover t-shirt that I talk about frequently. It's the movie poster adapted for the paperback cover. The one that is inspired by Gone with the Wind, which is just such a great mashup between Gone with the Wind and Star Wars. And of course, The Empire Strikes Back is regarded by many as the best Star Wars movie of all time. But also right next to it is a cute Grogu t-shirt where the little guy is sitting there holding a book, and it says, "Read, this is the way."
All right, Scott. I will finally start reading that High Republic book.
Anyway, if you go over to Out of Print May 4th through the 8th, it's buy one t-shirt, get one free, including Star Wars t-shirts.
Very nice.
Yeah. Nathan, I think I've kind of reached the end of all the ones that I'm interested in, but I did want to take a moment to take special notice of Taste Beauty, which is a cosmetics company, has 10% off of the Mandalorian 8-pack lip balm. So it's an 8-pack of lip balm tubes that all have artwork of Grogu on them, and they are some sort of fruit or candy flavored lip balms. This is one of those where this year I was like, all right, guys, the Star Wars merchandise might be getting a little out of hand. But then again, who am I to say? Because I am a member of a Facebook group called Collecting Star Wars, the Original Trilogy, 1977 through 1985, Anything But Toys. And it is a Facebook group that focuses on the OG trilogy, but not toys. I cannot tell you how many discussions that I have been involved in where people are looking for specific shampoo bottles that have certain characters on them from Return of the Jedi. Or this is my favorite subtopic in that Facebook group. Oral-B Star Wars licensed toothbrushes. People buy, sell, and trade anything and everything regarding those toothbrushes, up to and including the empty boxes that they would have come in so that they can take a loose brush they have and finally put it back in its proper box. Or, this is my favorite part, people like to collect the store displays for the Oral-B Star Wars toothbrushes and then put their toothbrushes in those and display them in their collector room. So wow. Who am I to sit here and judge this lip balm? In fact, I think I may have just talked myself into buying this lip balm because 20 years from now, I'll be able to trade it on Facebook or whatever the Facebook analog is.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Scott, but 1985 was more than 20 years ago. So you've got a while
that
to wait.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Look at you with the math.
To me, the last thing that really captures my attention and says, what in the world is this really what we've come to, is Thomas Kincaid has a May the 4th sale, 10% off of all Star Wars prints. I did not even know that Thomas Kincaid had Star Wars prints.
So the actual Thomas Kincaid himself has passed away, but I didn't, but like you, I didn't know that his company had started making Star Wars prints. But I got to tell you, this image they have here, I can't read what it says. But it's a picture of Vader and Luke in their fateful duel aboard the Death Star 2 with Palpatine standing behind them being all, yes, yes, kill your father and take his place at my side.
It is titled A Son's Destiny.
Oh, excellent.
Thomas Kincaid Studios.
Now, if you're a big-time art fan, you'll know that Thomas Kincaid, before he passed away, his famous technique was he was called the Painter of Light. And his famous technique was that if you dimmed the lights near his paintings, that the object source lighting of the way he applied the paints and the inks to his prints or to his canvases made it actually look like it was glowing. I remember back in the 1990s, this was a big, big deal. He made buku money with his big galleries in almost every shopping mall. And they would show you a demonstration of turning down the lights with a dimmer switch ever so slowly so that like a rainy streetscape painting would look like the street lights had come on and were reflected in the puddles and whatnot. So I can only assume that if we were to do that to this painting of Luke and Vader, that their lightsabers would be playing with the light that way.
Yeah, it looks like there's a reflection of Luke's lightsaber on Vader's armor and Vader's lightsaber on Luke's tunic there, black tunic. Now, I have gone out to the Thomas Kincaid website, and I am pleased to find that that is not the only print that they have. They, in fact, have 66 Star Wars products.
Amazing.
I will say a lot of these are different variations of how you can get the same print. So they don't have 66 individual prints. And looking at the price tags, they go all the way up to $17,000.
Good Lord. Okay, what the heck costs $17,000 over there?
There are two things I see that say $17,000 and two things that say $15,000. All four of these say original study.
Gotcha.
So I believe that these are the original paintings rather than prints of these paintings. One has Grogu, it's Child's Play by Monte Moore. Another one has the Mandalorian with his finger out to Grogu in the egg-shaped pram.
The pram, yeah.
This is called Turning Point by Monte Moore. We have one that is the Razor Crest in flight called The Escort by Monte Moore. And another one that has the Mandalorian facing down the Mudhorn who is floating up in the air. This has the pram behind the Mandalorian.
Cool.
And this is The Mudhorn by Monte Moore. Now, I would love to pick up all four of these. I, however, do not have $64,000 to spare. I might get some of the prints that are going for $29.95.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in the... There's a Tikal pyramid sculpture by Art of Entertainment that's $130 because the sculpture looks like, well, first of all, it's a beautiful work of art, and it's one of the pyramids inspired by the, well, one of the pyramids that was the inspiration for the Masasi ruins on Yavin 4 from Tikal in Guatemala, of course. But my brain is sitting here looking at this and thinking, it would be so cool to use as scenery for a Star Wars Legion game. It weighs in, it's one solid piece of stone that weighs in at 16 pounds and is 18 inches high and 4 inches deep and wide. So that wow. is that is a serious piece of scenery slash sculpture.
Yeah. Scott, as awesome as that would be to see on the table, I am not recommending that you spend $130 on what scenery amounts to a 4x4 piece of scenery.
Especially since Mita has made me a similar piece with about $6 worth of foam board.
Yes, which is far less than 16 pounds, too, so easier Absolutely. To transport. Yep. And can you imagine trying to transport this to the game store?
Oh, my gosh.
And oops.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. Well, clearly this year, Star Wars Day has something for everyone, whether it be lip balm, fine art, or, of course, Star Wars t-shirts. So, yeah, go check it out, folks. I'm sure you can find something that you can enjoy. And we're going to come back and take a few minutes to talk about the history of Star Wars Day as a holiday right after we hear from Kevin about all the other excellent shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Delilah S. Dawson and her current cold virus, and you are listening to What a Piece of Junk podcast.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to continue to feed your ears by inviting you to listen to our other awesome shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast. Couch Potato Theater, our podcast celebrating our favorite movies. Time Warp, the Fandom Flashback podcast discussing a whole year in movies. The End Zone, our NFL podcast. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. The Union Federation, our Star Trek and Orville podcast. Hair Metal, the 1980s rock metal podcast. Type 40, our Doctor Who podcast. Lethal Mullet, a 1980s action film podcast. What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast. And our newest show, Making Treks, a Star Trek podcast. A deep dive into the final frontier with host Mark Newbold and Adam P. O'Brien. You can enjoy all of these great Fandom Podcast Network shows on our master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The FPNet can also be found on the Podbean app. The Fandom Podcast Network is also on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and now iHeartRadio. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on Facebook. You can also email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can also find the Fandom Podcast Network on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Hi, this is Eric Walker, the original Mace, the OM in the universe. Sorry, Sam Jackson. And you're listening to What a Piece of Junk podcast.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Kevin. Well, Nathan, I don't know about you, but I sort of started celebrating Star Wars Day almost by osmosis because I didn't really think of it as, you know, a Star Wars holiday until I started seeing news reports about other places and other groups of fans celebrating Star Wars Day every May the 4th. But of course, I love puns and I love Star Wars, so I couldn't resist. I probably started celebrating it on a regular basis around about 2013. When do you think you celebrated your first Star Wars Day?
I'm the same way. I first heard about it through Facebook. So I'm not sure exactly what year I first heard about it. But I would say it's probably around the same time, around 2013. And it started off as just kind of, you know, hearing about it every once in a while. And, you know, there's other days that people make puns. You know, people always post about how April 25th is a great date because of miscongeniality.
Yes, yes. Describe your perfect date.
There's other days that people, you know, make puns and, you know, talk about those. The Pi Day in March.
Yep, March the 14th. Yep.
So I always treated it just as, you know, something that you might post on Facebook. But it has since grown into a much more widely recognized pseudo holiday. It's, you know, it's not a federal holiday or a state holiday, so I'd still kind of classify it as pseudo. But man, it's grown rather rapidly over the past few years. Scott, I don't know much about the actual history of Star Wars Day, though. What have you found out about how it all actually began?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So in doing research for this week's episode, I just did a nice Google search about May the 4th be with you and how it all started, and then found out that actually the first use of that pun happened in 1979. This is according to our friends over at Newsweek.com. The first known instance of anyone making a May the 4th, May the Force pun came about in 1979 on May the 4th, when our friends across the pond over in the United Kingdom had elected their first female prime minister, the Iron Lady herself, Margaret Thatcher. To celebrate the victory, Thatcher's party backers took out a newspaper ad with the tongue-in-cheek text, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." So that's the first in-print commercial reference to "May the 4th be with you." Obviously,
wow.
I know, right? 1979, and somebody was already on board about that joke. Not only that, but Star Wars was already a global force to be reckoned with, even with just the one movie. So there you go.
Yeah, that was before even Empire Strikes Back.
That's right.
I'm sure by that point, people had heard that there was going to be a sequel.
Possibly. Now I'm trying to, of course, I was only 2 years old at the time, so I don't remember anything about that, but I'm going to look that up while you make a few more comments there.
Well, I was less than 2 years old at that time, yes. Being -5. So I obviously don't remember, but I am just absolutely stunned that May the 4th is that old, because I feel like I haven't heard it until the past decade or so. And not only does it date all the way back to 1979, but to be used in such a manner. It wasn't just a pop culture thing of you know, Star Wars fans making this joke. It was used in an actual political congratulatory article. I'm stunned.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's amazing to see just how influential Star Wars is in the modern world. I shouldn't even say modern anymore, because that's not the right term for where we are here in the 21st century. Star Wars has big impacts all over the world, even now. But yeah, it looks like by August of 1977, Star Wars was still the number one film in cinemas, motivating George Lucas to continue the saga. Production on what was then known as Star Wars Chapter 2. Basically kicked off production began September of 1977. So it looks like by 1978, they had announced that Star Wars Chapter 2 was coming down the pike.
So we did know. We as in the general public.
Yes.
Not you, obviously.
Yeah. You didn't exist and I was too. So
the public knew that there was going to be a sequel, but obviously nobody had seen that sequel. That's a full year before Empire Strikes Back came out.
That's right. So Yeah, good times, good times. Wow, amazing. So yes, there's the first instance of it, a congratulatory advertisement for Margaret Thatcher, of all people. Well, we know that Ronald Reagan was a huge Star Wars fan, naming some of his military projects after it. So it would make sense that his staunch ally, Margaret Thatcher, was probably also a big Star Wars fan. So obviously Star Wars fans began celebrating May the 4th, throughout little tiny things here and there, thinking, hey, wouldn't it be cool if this was like a Star Wars day? But it didn't really become a, you know, actual real deal event at a movie theater thing until about 2011, according to this Newsweek article. Star Wars fanatics Sean Ward and Alice Quinn were the first to officially observe Star Wars Day by hosting a film festival centered on the franchise at Canada's Toronto Underground Cinema in 2011, and then again in May of 2012. So the event there consisted of trivia about the original trilogy of Star Wars films, costume contest with celebrity judges, and viewings of the best fan-made videos in a movie theater setting. Then later, in late 2012, when Disney acquired Lucasfilm, they sort of officially adopted and endorsed the holiday. And beginning in May of 2013, Disney has observed Star Wars Day every May the 4th by hosting events themed around the franchise at both Disneyland and Disney World. And then over the past, 7 years, we've had Star Wars Day merchandise deals, just like we talked about earlier in this episode. Because I know I've bought some stuff on Star Wars Day over the past few years that I probably wouldn't have, except it was on sale. And I was made aware of the object or the product because of a Star Wars Day promotional tie-in.
Yeah, if I do end up with one of those Thomas Kinkade prints, it will be because of Star Wars Day. I would not have learned otherwise if they had them. You know, Her Universe, I know they've got Star Wars stuff. I would have found out about that. But a lot of this other stuff, I would never have known without a May the 4th promotional tie-in.
Yeah, totally.
And of course, Disney has not only supported May the 4th with promotional tie-ins, but they're literally releasing things on May the 4th.
That's right. This year, normally, of course, The Bad Batch.
Normally, Disney releases new television shows on Fridays. That's what's happened with The Mandalorian. That's what's happened with Falcon and the Winter Soldier and with WandaVision.
And previously,
Friday releases.
And previously, the seventh season of The Clone Wars.
Yes, that was also Fridays. Yeah. But now we have something coming out on a Tuesday. And the only reason that they're doing that is because that is May the 4th.
Yeah, I am so excited about this year's May the 4th offerings and excited to talk about Star Wars The Bad Batch with you and Derek when he returns. But yeah, I think that's probably going to wrap it up for us here on this episode. We are so thankful to all of you for helping us make it to episode 50. This is not the first podcast that I've been involved with. It's not even the first podcast that I've done with Nathan, but nothing has made it to episode number 50. So thank you all so much for the support and bringing us through. And we look forward to 50,000 more. And that we'll be sitting here and saying, May the 4th be with you year after year. Nathan, you got any closing thoughts about the history here of May the 4th or maybe one more prediction about the Bad Batch? Because our plan is for folks to be able to listen to us on Tuesday, May the 4th. But of course, we won't have watched the Bad Batch just yet. We will do our first Bad Batch review episode shortly after it becomes available on Disney Plus.
Last minute predictions. I predict that in this season of The Bad Batch, we will see Tarkin become a Grand Moff and feature as a major villain for The Bad Batch.
That would be awesome. He's such a great villain. And I felt like the tiny little taste we got of new Tarkin info and acting from Star Wars Rogue One was just enough to whet my appetite for wanting to see Grand Moff Tarkin during his rise to evil power even more. So I hope you're right. I hope we get to see that happen with Tarkin. My last minute prediction is that, that we will see the Bad Batch take on a droid companion of some kind. because it's not a Star Wars story without a cool droid. So we're going to have somebody, an astromech or something, that bops around with them on missions.
And do you have any idea what this droid, obviously voiced by Dave Filoni, would be named?
I think he's going to be an astromech, and I predict that his abbreviation and numerals will work out to somehow make it be his name is Shadow. So he's going to be like 5HDO or something like that. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
And we know that Dave Filoni likes to add in droid companions that he can voice as well, since he voiced Chopper in Rebels.
Totally. So. Totally. Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us on this episode. As always, please hit us up between shows to let us know about your suggestions, comments, or anything that we can do to make the podcast more enjoyable for you. Nathan, where can people find you out there on the social media?
You can find me on Facebook under my real name, Nathan Miracle. You can also find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Gooey Chewy, GOOEYCHEWIE. And Scott, where can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook under my real name, Scott Baltman, or you can find me on Twitter at ScotticusBax. I do a little bit of Instagram at Derek_Gray. And my author website, where I write my own science fiction novels, is writegreatscott.com. So once again, thank you all for joining us. Please always remember to respect each other and respect each other's fandom. All right, Nathan, punch it.